position on any of this.
I know you don't.
I'll take 25% of you,
Becky. She's back there wanting pay raises right and left.
It's like, my God. Back on?
Yeah, call us back to order.
Bob, I got a question for you. Okay. Under the 50% payout plan, we, on the last paragraph, state that we're only cashing out 100 hours per year, period.
Right.
So even if they had unused earned hours, our policy says we're only going to pay out 100 hours anyway.
I suppose you could make the argument if you're the person who got terminated and you said, yeah, I had 300 hours left and you're only paying me 100 and I could have been paid out next year and
the
year
following,
after,
right?
I still want to be paid that.
But they would have to make
it this year, pay it to me next year and pay it to me the
But they would have to make
year.
The argument, would they not?
They would have to make the argument.
Otherwise, our policy is 100 hours is most we're paying out per year.
Yes.
Okay, and so I'm going back to Jimmy's scenario, which is we're saying still 100 hours.
I haven't looked at the legal complications of that matter. As you know, we discussed it here.
Within the hour.
Yeah.
Well, within 2 hours.
And
I just keep on going back to, we maxed out the cash out value at 100 hours a year anyway.
I'm not a lawyer, but if you want to put in maximum of 100 hours and you must at least, you must earn at least this many per year, they can come back and ask the next year anyway, but it's going to be against the policy now, whether that be legal or not, but that they wouldn't have any argument.
Right.
I've seen some things happen in court that I thought didn't have an argument, and they have it anyway.
What I was thinking
because of lawyers.
What I was thinking when I was upstairs was that if you put it at the
Sorry, Bob. Jim started it.
I started it, Bob. My fault.
Lawyers are looked at worse than politicians. You think?
Depends on what circles. No, I don't know about these days.
I'm sorry. You were saying something serious.
If the limit was at the, if the calculation started to be done at the point of earning it rather than at the point of cashing out, if you limited it to 100 hours in this first year, and that after this first year, again, you'd have two categories, what's earned and what you have on the books in case you're sick, but if you could only earn 100 per year, and people could cash in 100 this first year, the most they could earn is 100 earned hours per year, and it's only what they earn from this point on, then you could do that. But you don't take away the people's sick time that they have up to 480 currently that they can take.
Suppose we change the earned hours from 96 to 200. They don't convert from accrued to earned until 200 hours.
I thought of that too, but then you can't contribute until 200 hours.
Correct.
As long as you don't have a problem with that. I mean, if you don't earn until...
I'm confident at this point there's going to be someone who's going to be unhappy with this policy. That's the only thing I'm confident in. I can guarantee you that there's going to be...
We've got to figure it out first. Yeah.
Whatever it is, I will make sure... I know that someone's not going to be happy with it.
If you don't earn until 200 hours or until 201, you know, anything after 200, then you can earn up to 280.
Correct.
Ready to humor me?
Oh, I'm so ready to humor you.
I couldn't find but part of what Rick had sent me, but here's Buchanan County. You're looking at it, and I'll read it for everybody else. Buchanan County, we are allowed to accumulate up to 2,000 hours. Let me back up before I go any farther. The issue of paying sick time out, I was thinking about what was our goal when we started this. I don't think that was one of our original goals. Our goal was we had people with bad illnesses or accidents.
Right, catastrophic.
And that was our first thing. But we brought this other up, which I wasn't against bringing up, but don't take me wrong.
Right.
But anyway. Okay, required documentation is totally up to the office holder. Usually not asked for unless suspicious time taken.
Okay.
Not sure what that's about. Next one, no sick time is purchased except for someone who retires, then it is paid out at 25%. No sick leave pool, but we do allow individual employees to donate their accumulated sick hours to other employees who have terminal illnesses. Now, this last one's, I hope it brings a laugh to you. It says, let me know what your county decides for their policy and how much discussion it takes to get it resolved. And there's an exclamation.
There is.
P. Nash, N. Nash. So they do not pay for their sick time unless you retire. And so just for fun, how many people do we have retire here? Couple, three? Okay. But they are allowed to keep up to 2,000 hours, which is four times what we're doing.
And at 25%, you have to pay out 500 hours if they have 2,000 when they retire.
That's way too many hours to keep on the books. You don't want to do that.
I wouldn't want to do that.
Okay. Then Pettis County, which is the one that...
Well, I guess one question I have about Buchanan is, I assume it's a one-hour for one-hour contribution is what they're saying.
That would be my assumption.
Wow. Okay.
Pettis County. We do not purchase sick time back. We do allow them to donate it to a fellow employee if that employee has been here the required amount of time and has exhausted all of the benefits, such as vacation, comp, personal, and sick. If an employee leaves their employment after 10 years of full-time service, we have a scale. We used pay percentage of unused, 25%.
For 10 years?
15 on 40, 50 on 20 years. And I'm just thinking out loud here. And would well, be some
with,
that are...
With that said, though, can they do some of this stuff with Ivan's suggestions?
You have no opinion on their legality.
Huh.
And I doubt that they do. I don't know. I hate to say that, but I would say there's a good chance they didn't have it checked out there.
And that's very possible.
And another thing, not to say that this is, you know, Bob might give us a different opinion than what Ivan did if we ask him to. You can't necessarily say that that is legal or not legal.
Right.
I mean, you know.
What?
What Chuck just read off. We don't know.
And I hate to say this, but I will. I mean, how many different opinions will you get if you interview six attorneys?
I would want to have a policy that passed 12, muster with 12. At least five out of six. If I had an attorney telling me that
I think so too. I think you're right, Rick.
That it was of doubtful legality. If I had half of the lawyers telling me it was of doubtful legality, I'd be a little bit worried about doing it. One of the things Ivan said about even ours, where we're going to have the person making the decision whether they want to donate, while it seems on its face to be non-discriminatory and fine, that you better be careful, because if the people that are making those decisions, even though they're individual employees, if there's a pattern of contributing to men rather than to women because they're the heads of household, then you could get into it for gender discrimination and still have a problem, even though you weren't making the decision and the individual employees were. And he wrote that in his opinion. So
All right. Going back to these two counties, and they're both seem to be donating sick time. Does Ivan speak against that?
Donating their own sick time with a sick pool type situation?
Sick pool, just donating hours.
It says here, no sick leave pool, but we do allow individual employees to donate their accumulated sick time to other employees who have serious illness.
That is no different than what we're doing, except the percentage. What I was
My
doing...
My question, though, is did Ivan say you could do that or not? Is it a yes or no question?
Yes on hours, no on dollars.
Correct. And with the caveat that I just explained, that even though you can do it, and it'll probably be fine, that if you do have a pattern of contributing unequally, you could still have a discrimination problem, but he thought it was probably fine.
We're pretty close on that one.
If an employee, which we've talked about a lot, if an employee that was donating their sick time, it's their decision.
Right.
You could still have that happen?
You could still have a problem. He said he thought it would be fine. On its face, it was non-discriminatory. But if you had, after 2 years, it looked like men were getting 80% of the time and women only got 20% of the time something donated to them when they needed it, you would have a problem. That's probably not going to happen, but...
That's the closest you're going to get to a yes from a lawyer.
Pretty darn good, yeah.
Well, that's real close to a yes.
Yes.
I did my best to give you a yes or no answer.
You work hard at it and you do a good job.
I can probably make him say no, I think, because I don't see how an employee has any discretion over accrued sick time.
Pardon me?
Employee doesn't have any control over accrued sick time. It's no value at all.
Right.
And yet you said yes, it was okay.
No. What he said.
No, you're right. He didn't say yes. But now he'll say no for sure, because don't you agree that it needs to be earned before they have any control over it?
Yeah.
We've talked about
it. To answer Ivan's question, it's in the contents that we're converting to earned at 97 hours.
In that context.
Not in
the accrued, we'd have even more of a problem for the very reason that you stated.
Yeah, accrued, you don't own the accrued hours.
So to do that, am I following this right, that if we did convert it at 96 hours to earned time, so it was your earned time, then we would need to have a policy that when you retire, you would get paid 25, 40, or 50.
I think that's true.
Because if it's earned... It's got value,
yes,
and so you got to pay for it if you don't donate it.
That's why we had that discussion
that's
earlier.
That's why it went out there.
If it's earned when somebody leaves, you can't say, okay, you get 100 hours this year and you don't get your other 300 hours.
Okay. The reason I asked the question earlier about how many, I think this is a reason, about how many people do we have retire in a year is... There's lots of talk about being a big load on the budget at one time.
Mm-hmm.
And if you had five people retiring annually and they had 400 hours, let's say, of sick time built up, what kind of numbers are those? Somebody's good with numbers.
Well, 400 hours at what percentage?
Well, they're retiring, so maybe they're $20 an hour employees or something.
But what... Dollar for dollar?
100%, 100%. 50%, 25%, I don't care.
So if they had
200 hours at $10 an hour.
Be how much?
200 times 20.
Okay.
And whatever their salary would be, it would factor into the amount of dollars it is.
So that would not be a big bump in our budget.
If there was five, it would be 20 grand.
20 grand.
480 minus 96 would put you at at 384 hours. 384 hours would be the most that you could have under that, and you're saying it's at 50%?
Yeah.
So at 50%, that's 150, and then half of 34, so it's 167 approximately, 168 hours at full pay is the most that you could pay out per employee at retirement. But see, people would have depleted that because they're going to try to take their 100 per year.
Right.
All right.
Which to the budget would be a good thing.
It would be so that the budget doesn't take a one-time.
I'm going to throw a motion out there.
No, let's have it.
That we adopt the 25%, I don't know what else to call it, the one that Bob gave us, so it's 12-6, which is basically, you're going to make me read the whole thing?
No, it's
this the same policy we've got. Basically, we're saying the cash value on the 97th hour and beyond is 25% of the accrued amount. They can donate a maximum of 200 hours annually, and a receiving employee can receive no more than 480 hours of the pre-discounted value. Is that what you're saying, Bob?
Is it pre or after discount?
Well, that's what I'm asking you.
Post.
So they can receive 400. Then I might as well leave it at 240. Then that's a
leave it at 240.
Leave it at 240 as a post number, not the pre number. Post conversion, right?
Right.
And that they can cash contribution disbursement may not exceed 200 hours in a calendar year. And basically, as this policy is written with the two addendums, which is the first paragraph from 50 to 25%, and then donated sick time shall receive no more than 240 post converted hours. That's my motion.
You're converting everything at 25%?
Correct. I'm
not to be critical.
You can be.
But I would ask that we type up what you've just moved.
Okay.
And let me and anybody else to look at it and think about it.
Okay.
Because
then
it's a good, maybe a wonderful thing, but.
So let me do that. Let me take my motion off the floor. We'll type it up and have copies of this so we can email to anybody who wants to review it.
The only thing that needs to be added is the 240 rather than 480, and that it's post conversion.
We'll have it. That's going to be my lack of word. That's what I'll be making a motion for. Yes.
You know the MAC conference is coming up. Why don't we do it after that? And that would give us a chance to sit down with some of those people and ask them what the problems are and have a little further discussion up there with them.
Now, Don doesn't want us to do this at that late in the year, I think. It's a good idea, Jimmy. That's after Thanksgiving.
If you could get it first thing in December, I wouldn't holler.
You wouldn't holler as much or just at all?
She just hollered you, not me then. I mean, me and not you then.
I like that.
Don, would you mind to come to the microphone? You would mind. You mind, but you...
You would rather you would yell at Rick and not the commissioners.
Give me another class of education. Why?
Do what?
Why the sooner the better for you?
Well, because it's the end of the year and I have to get the end closed out so I can do 2010. Because December, I've only got 2 weeks to get everything done, and I like to balance it out. And I got to balance with Helen. I've got to.
And we have
to have requests in by December 15th for payment on lots of
and
stuff.
I understand that.
And we think that there'll be a pretty big, large number of people wanting cashed out.
We was wanting in December also to have that benefits fair. That'd be a great time to push this off. I do agree with that. And maybe make it effective, and everybody's going to hate me for saying this, make this effective of 2010.
If you're waiting that late.
Okay, so I wasn't following you very well. So you're including a cash payout.
Yep, 25%. Not 50, but 25%.
That's what I'm just saying.
There's
not enough time to explain. These employees are going to want to know how this works, and then you get to talking 25% of 10 or 50%. They, you know, and 25% and this and that. They're going to want somebody to be able to sit down and explain it.
Yeah.
And you know, if you get it figured out, and then whenever we have that benefits fair,
if we can work it out, then that would be a great time. And to, and they give you time to, you know, and just let everybody know that this is how it's going to work. And
thank you. Rick, did you, a while back, did you say that you didn't think there was any county that did a cash payout?
Not on an annual basis. They do at retirement?
At retirement, yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't think there's anybody. No one's, no one would admit to it, anybody, when I send out my little email to everybody. I haven't got anybody to admit to really a carpool either, though, Jim. And I,
yeah, and we know they're doing it. So
we know some, but I mean, the closest they came was we have three cars in this department, and they share that car. That's about the closest they came to a carpool. So maybe they're more disorganized than we are. I don't know.
That's saying a lot.
That we're disorganized.
I didn't more it disorganized isn't. Than we were.
Yeah.
More than we are. That means we are.
You're acting like a surprise or something. No, I don't know. I can see that, you know, they'd have trouble staying where we're at.
I have no problem writing this up and making it available.
Just give us time to chew on it a little bit.
That's fine. And I'll either for you to repost
something and have to back up or something.
Yeah.
Well, I'm leaning toward 25% of cash out because that's just,
you know, since Don's been in here, been helpful. I would think it would be really nice if you'd limit this to happening two times a year, maybe four at the most.
I was thinking four times a year,
because otherwise she'll have to deal with it every pay period, and that's not fair to her either.
Well, you can't limit when, or maybe
the cash out.
Well, when you can cash out.
The contributions to somebody sick, you can't, but no. Then cash out.
The cash out can be four times a year, and we can get the dates because it wasn't quarterly. It was like moved it forward.
Throw another ring here.
Please, Jimmy. Sheriff Russell.
Now, your cash out, was that if you did not use any time during the year?
Anything? No.
Anything you have that's earned over 96 hours.
You can cash out up to 200 hours at 25%.
Okay.
That's earned.
That's earned. You've always got, you've always, part of this policy is, though, you've always got 96 accrued always. You got to have 96 accrued, otherwise this doesn't work for you.
Why don't we do a cash out once a year unless there's an extenuating circumstance? You know, I could see if somebody had a medical bill come up or something like that, the elected official or the department head could come forward with it to do it, but.
Well, I mean, I guess it gets into medical. I mean, I know there's one request of a medical procedure. But it's.
But if you put a limit where it's so high up here, some of these employees I've been talking to may not
have the time
to already. You're already knocked them out.
I see.
I didn't see that.
Anything over 96 hours, it may not be.
Well, you're saying anything over 200.
Well, that was a minute ago.
Yeah.
So the, if it's at 200.
They went cashing out for the.
So you're already
making those people upset.
Did we look at how many employees were over, say, 200 hours?
There's 100 that's at 480, and there's not much. There's probably 150, probably, I'd say, over 200. Most people are at 150 to 200.
I suggest you from sick time to so many days off a year and go from there.
I'm liking that better anyway.
I think that's what state does now.
Yeah, what does the state do?
I think they just do so many days off.
I'd rather just give everyone an extra week of vacation and call it good and do it as sick.
I wonder how they, I wonder if they just eliminated sick all of a sudden.
I bet you they did.
And I know you guys, that wouldn't be a popular thing to do because you really are. It's a disservice to those people that have been really, really good employees. Jimmy and I talked about that.
Well, you just have to, you know, kind of day them out, too,
right,
with what they've got.
All right, well, then let's just table this. Let's just let it die. It's still up for review for those listening in. This is still in reviewing.
I want to read this one sentence over before we leave.
The last one, the funny one?
This is in Nash, Buchanan County. Now, just think about this. Let me know what your county decides for their policy and how much discussion it takes to get resolved. Not a period, But an exclamation point.
Probably 2 or 3, I would guess. And I'm sure when I see Nancy at the MAC meeting, she'll be saying, okay, what happened?
We off the record?
Recess?
Ready to table? Oh, I'm ready to table.
Yeah. All right, we're out of here.
Buchanan's.
Dismissed.